In honor of Yom Tov that is coming upon us in a few days, I would like to discuss a few ideas about the Yom Tov of Shavuos. A few short ideas similar to what we do Erev Shabbos with regard to the Parsha. First idea, I saw this question asked by Rav Matis Blum in his Sefer Teledas. Very, very, very good question. I really made an impression on me, the question. We know that Pesach is 7 days. Okay, Chutz Li'aretz is 8 days. We know that Sukkos is 8 days. With Shemini Atzeres, Chutz Li'aretz is 9 days. And therefore, in the Nusach HaTfilah, it's correct. We say Biyom, we in the Aleph Yavo, we say Zecheinu Hashem Elokeinu Baltova, and so on and so forth. Biyom Chag HaSukkos Hazeh Zman Simchosein. The time of our joy. Zman. It's what is Sukkos? Simcha. So Zman Simchoseinu. What do we say on Pesach? Biyom Chag HaMatzos Hazeh Zman Cheruseinu. The time, the Zman of our freedom. Because Pesach is a 7-day holiday. And if it's a 7-day holiday which commemorates our freedom, it's a zman. It's not a day. It's a period of days. It's a week. So a week, the correct term is a... You're not going to say Yom Cheruseinu because it's not a day of freedom. It's a period of time of freedom. Sukkis is not a day of simcha. It's a week of simcha. It's 8 days of simcha. So it's a zman. What do we say on Rosh Hashanah, we refer to it as Yom Teruah, a Yom of calling out, of crying out, however you want to translate the word Teruah, Yom. Why don't we say it's a Zman of Teruah? Right? In the Nusach HaTfilah of Rosh Hashanah, it's described Yom Teruah. Say it's a Zman of Teruah. It's only 1 day. It's only 1 day. It's not correct to refer to a single day as a Zman. It's correct to refer to a single day as a Yom.
Well, we mixed the views, no?
No.
We say Yom Chag, Yom Chag HaMatzos, Zman
HaTorah. Zman, right.
We say Yom first.
We say Yom, but then we also refer to it, okay, that's not a question. We say Yom...
We also say Yom,
but you don't say the word Zman. The word Zman is a word that is exclusively used for a holiday that is more than 1 day. We may refer specifically to the day, but when we go on to describe the day, the description.
Shmini Atzeres, we say it also.
Because Shmini Atzeres is part of Sukkot. It's part of the Simcha. It's the same Simcha that we have on Sukkot. We extend into Shmini Atzeres. So it's Zman Simcha Seinu. It's both. It's a Chag of the Atzmon, it's also the 8th day. That's another discussion. Shmini Atzeres is both. It's the 8th day. The 8th day of what? 8th day of the 7 days of Sukkot. It's a Yom Tov of the Atzmon, it's also an extension of Sukkot. Yeah, quick question.
No, because I think you're probably leading up to this, but...
Okay, we're going to get to that inside. I just want to bring out the point. When we describe Rosh Hashanah, we never describe Rosh Hashanah as a Zman. When we describe Yom Kippur, we never describe it as a Zman. It's always a Yom HaZikaron. It's a Yom Teruah of Rosh Hashanah. Only Pesach and Sukkot are described as Zman because they are holidays which are more than 1 day. So what's the obvious question? Why then Shavu is Zman Matan Tarasenu? It's only a single day. Yeah, quick, very quick.
Because we just said that the 8th day of Sukkot is really, it's connected to the 7 that come before it. So if we're going to say that the 7 sevens,
interesting idea. Okay, I didn't think of it like that. You want
to
say that's
the 8th of?
You want to work backwards? Okay, I'll say something similar. Okay, this is a very interesting question. Why do we refer to Shavuos as Zman? So Rav Matis Blum, he gives an answer. He's a very nice answer, beautiful answer. He says because the truth is that the Yom Tov of Shavuos really is a 3-day holiday. We don't realize it. It's really why it's a 3-day. When did Bnei Yisrael say Na'aseh V'Nishma? It was on the 5th day, if you go and you follow the exact calculation in the Torah, it was the day before Matan Torah. It was on the 5th day of Sivan, this coming Shabbos. When did the Torah, was it actually given to us? According to Mandi Amar, Moshe was Moisef Yom Echad Midaito. It was not given on the sixth day of Sivan as we celebrate. It was given on the seventh day of Sivan, according to one opinion in the Gemara. It was given a day later. That's the whole question. So why do we celebrate Shavuos on the sixth day? Really, Shavuos should be celebrated on the seventh day. We follow Shavuos from the Omer. But when it actually occurred, Moshe Rabbeinu said there's going to be a delay. We're going to push it off a single day to tomorrow, to the seventh day of Nisan. But on the sixth day, Hashem was ready to give it. Hashem wanted to give it. We weren't ready. We actually received it on day seven. So the truth is, it's a three-day holiday. Naasev Nishmas five. Hashem was willing to give it on day six. We just were not ready yet. And day seven is when we actually took possession. So it's 3 days period, 3 day period. So therefore it's appropriate to refer to this kufa as Zman Matan Torah. It's a beautiful idea. I will also, now really this question really touches upon a much deeper issue. Why is Shavuos only a 1 day holiday? Pesach, you know, we left Mitzrayim, was a one day event. We left Mitzrayim on the 15th day of Nisan. Okay, so we went in the desert and we had Kriyas Yamsav, was 7 days later on. But that's not really what Pesach is about. Okay, some will argue that it is what Pesach is about. But why do we celebrate Pesach for 7 days? Really, really technically, you can make a very strong argument, putting aside all of the drush of Kriyas Yamsav. Kriyas Yamsav Yishno is really on the 8th day from Yitzias Mitzrayim, not really on the 7th day. You can make a strong argument that Pesach should be a 1 day holiday. That's it. Sukkot, you can make even a stronger argument that it should be a 1 day holiday. We're commemorating the Anani HaKavot. So the Anani HaKavot lasted for 40 years. So you have a 40 year holiday, or we have a shorter holiday. So why is, answer is, Hashem wants us to take off time in the year and dwell upon it. There should be a significant period of time to celebrate, to commemorate this miraculous event. There was Cheirus, so spend 7 days. Sukkot, Anani HaKavod, the Midbar, your survival, the Midbar, which is symbolic of our survival of Golas, and so on and so forth. Dwell upon it. Spend on this 7 days. So you can make the same argument, Shavuos should be 7 days. Shavuos also should be 7 days. It was a miraculous event. Hashem gave us the Torah, so it's not worth spending 7 days on Matan Torah. We'll have a day in the beginning, a day at the end. We can figure out how to work with the Yom. 7 day holiday. Why is Shavuos only a 1 day holiday? So I think the answer is, and this will touch upon the interior of Zman. When we're dealing with Matan, we're dealing with Pesach, we're dealing with Sukkot, we're dealing with a Hanhaga that is Lamala Miderech HaTeva. Hashem took us out of Mishra, the Cheirus, freedom. This transition from Golos to Cheirus, this miracles, it happened once. It's not practical. It's not something that happens every single day. It was an event that happened in history which completely transformed us, which changed us. We live with it every single day. It's not something that we can relate to on a daily basis. We commemorate it. We commemorate it, we learn the lessons from it, we say in Kriya Shema every single day, Zeich Yetzias Mitzrayim. But being that it's not something that is practical, we have to focus on it, and the focus is 7 days. Sukkot, we also have to focus on, because it's Anani HaKavod. We don't have on a daily basis miracles where we live outdoors in the desert, and miracles happen. So we focus, we give it its time of 7 days. Shavuos is an event that really reoccurs every single day. Matan Torah, the ability to accept Torah, to learn Torah, to study Torah, the freshness of learning Torah is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us on a practical level to re-experience every single day. So you don't have to make a 7 day holiday to focus on an event. When you can't relate to an event and you want to remember, you want to cause a person to remember it, you have to go on vacation. You can't go on vacation for 1 day. By the time you get there, you need a day to unwind. Then you're taking the scenery, and then you have to gear up to leave. You know, you have to get, in order to really absorb the experience, you need 7 days, because you're not going to be living in La La Land forever. But when you're dealing with the Torah, it's practical. Every single day, you learn, you makabel the Torah, you make birchas haTorah. It's Kabbalah Satara every single day. Therefore, one day is enough to remind you of that event and take that event with you, and it should carry with you every single day. Shavuos is the beginning of a Zman Matan Torah Seinu. It's not Pesach and Sukkot have a Zman of 7 days. It's why it's called Zman, because it's 7 days. Shavuos is the Zman of 365 days. It's the beginning of a continuation. It's not a Yom Matan Torah Seinu. This happened once, goodbye, finished. We only have Yom Hadin once a year, Yom Teruah, a Yom HaZikaron. But Kabbalah Satorah begins on Shavuos and continues throughout the entire year. It explains why it's a one-day holiday, and it explains why it's called Zman. The Zman is every single day. Zman Matasay. What?
Isn't Zman a season?
Yeah, the whole year is the season. That's exactly the point.
Then there's no season, it's all the time.
That's the beauty of it. You have to feel that you're in a season. It's not all the time. That's exactly the point. It's not all the time. You're always in the season. You have to make it special.
Right, because before Matan Torah Seinu, there wasn't a season, and now there's a season, and it's all the time.
Correct. Okay. So this is one idea I want to share with you.
I did a lot of things. You took the other 2 years title.
7 days. You differentiate.
So when Zman is used to restrict.
Exactly.
So how can you suddenly take the same term?
Because you have to.
Why the Shavuos and say it's open-ended?
Because it's not open-ended. It's all year. Shavuos. No,
you have to appreciate it. It's only the real, because if you sit back and do nothing, then it goes away. You're not in the season. If you make something of it, it becomes a perpetual season. If you make nothing,
it's 4 seasons, it goes throughout the year.
Yes. Okay, this is a Jewish.
So what's Zman to Shavuos is multi-season. It's not a singular.
It is the beginning of a perpetual Zman. It's not a Yom.
Ever since the season's right, we've been free. It's all Zman Chayru Seir.
No, but that's the point. The transition from Golas. Every day is a new Matan Torah. Every day you make a bracha. That's exactly the point.
Every
the difference. You remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. You don't reenact. You don't relive Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim was nisim v'niflos. Was miracles. Sukkos is a nani hakavod. You can't live like that. That's not a practical existence. So you remember it. You may reenact it. So you can only reenact it in a very limited sense. But to accept the Torah, you're not commemorating on Shavuos the kolos of rokim the age. That's not the purpose of Shavuos. The purpose of Shavuos is to accept. The acceptance of Torah can be done on every single day, and that's what you do every single day in a way. And that's it's the beginning of what? It's a reminder. That's why it's only a one-day reminder. It's a reminder to refocus on this event, to give it more significance. But this zechira takes us as a boost for every single day. That's right.
We have kashrus.
Why is Shavuos? What is Shavuos for? Is a zecher. You have a zecher every day.
It's a higher level. It's an extra dosage. It's a boost. It's an extra dosage of a throttle. What?
Anniversary,
okay.
Oh, so it's a one-shot deal.
Okay, that's it. I think you understand. Okay, you understand the idea. You're trying to nitpick on the idea, and I respect. Okay. But this is the idea I want to present. You like a matasplum? That at least you got the 3 days. That at least you like. At least it was kedai for a matasplum. The 3 days of 5, 6, 7. Okay, these are two different ideas to explain why we say on Shavuos Zman. Something to think about. Zman Matan Torah Seinu, even though we only commemorated a single day of the year, and it would seemingly fit into the pattern of Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, which is only one day. We have to go further. One more time. Okay. I want to go to another idea. Now is more of a remnant. It's not a complete idea. I just find this to be interesting. I'm not going to present you with a complete idea. So this, I'm warning you in advance, you're not going to be able to walk away with something substantial.
Can you explain why the Torah doesn't use the term Zman Matan
Torah? Torah doesn't use the term for anything. Torah doesn't use the term. These are rabbinic terms. The Torah doesn't use the term at all Zman for any of the three holidays. Okay, let's go further. We have in the beginning of Parashas Bereishis, we have in the story of creation, we have something called Gan Eden. And we have a river. This describes the beginning of the world. Let me read you the pasuk. Vayatzmach Hashem Elokim min ha'adama. Kol eitz nechmad lamara. Every tree that is delightful for the eyes. V'tov l'machol. It is enjoyable for the palate. The eitz ha'chayim b'soch ha'gan. In the Gan Eden was an eitz ha'chayim, the eitz hadas tovara, and the eitz hadas tovara. V'nohor yoytzei me'eden. And there was a river that departed, took leaf from Eden, this mystical place called Eden, which don't ask me what that is. Ayin lo yo'asa, lahashkois es ha'gan, to water the gan, the garden. It was a garden, and the garden has the Eitz Achayim, and has the Eitz Adas, Toivara. It's in the garden. And the Nor is Yotze Me'edin Lahashkos Es Hagon Mishom Yipared V'Hoyol Arbor Roshim. And from there, this river spread out, broke apart into four streams, four heads. Shem Echad Pisha, and then it goes on, the four different streams which go and go to the four different parts of the world, and so on and so forth. So I saw a very beautiful remes. We know that Shavuos has a lot to do with Shabbos. Right? Why does it have to do with Shabbos? First of all, Pesach is called Shabbos. Mimocharas, when do we bring the Omer? Mimocharas HaShabbos. And then from that Shabbos, we count Sheva Shabbosos Tmimo. So there's a lot of Shabbos taking place to lead up to the culminate of Shavuos. The entire preparation of Shavuos comes from starting out Mimocharas HaShabbos, counting Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos, to come to this day after a hachona of Shabbos, Sheva Shabbosos, Hakol Moedim B'Shabbos Nidnu Torah. Everyone agrees that Torah was given on Shabbos. I'm sure you can find, I did not delve into this, I'm sure you can find all the significance between Shabbos and Shavuos. Obviously, from these three things, Shavuos has a lot to do with Shabbos. The ultimate, Yom HaMenucha, it's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gift to the world. Learning Torah brings Menucha, it brings all the brachos that we can find connected to Shabbos. The Karosa La Shabbos Oneg. What is the mile of Shabbos? Pasuk says, you shall call Shabbos an Oneg, an enjoyment. So the Darshanim say, I told you, don't. I'm warning you in advance, I'm not telling you a complete, I'm just telling you a little nice remes. The Karosa La Shabbos Oneg. Oneg is Rosh Tevos, the three different essential parts of creation. Ayin is Eden, the Nun is the Nohar, and Gimel, Oneg of Gimel, Oneg is the Gan. The world was created, it's the blueprint of creation. Hashem created the world. What did He create in this world? He created Eden. And in Eden, there's a river. And the river leaves from Eden, it goes toward the Gan. No one ever entered Eden, as what Chazal say. Ayin Eloi lo osa, Elokim zulosach. Eden is Hashem's domain. The only thing that we know about a little bit is the Gan. There's something called the Gan Eden. Adam was originally in the Gan Eden. He made a mistake. He ate the Eitz Hadas. He was not supposed to do that. And then Hashem said, get out of the Gan, because who knows, the next thing you'll do is leave from the Eitz HaChayim, leave the Gan. But Adam has a shtickle familiarity with the Gan. And being that we are all descendants of Adam and Rishon, we also have a shaykhis somehow to this Gan. The Gan, Eitz HaChayim, and the Gan, and the Eitz Hadas, so on and so forth. Where does the Gan derive its nourishment from? The Nohar. Where does the Nohar come from? What's the shorish of the Nohar? Where did the Nohar come from? What's the Makar, the Smayon? Eden. Okay, that's one Chazal. Another Chazal. And also, what happens? This Nar, it breaks up into four parts. From those four parts comes everything. The whole world is based really four parts, four different rivers. I'm sure you know the Medrash on the four Malchios. On this Pasuk. This is well known. This is, I'm sure you developed this in great detail, and it refers to the four parts of the world, the four Malchios, so on and so forth. What else is in the Maimon Chazal? We all know this Maimon Chazal, very very appropriate for Shavuos. Yisrael, the Araisa, the Kudsha Brichu Chad. There are three, the world is a triangle. There are three parts to the world. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kudsha Brichu, there is Yisrael, and there is Torah. These are the three parts. The three parts which are the the platform, which is the foundation of the world. You need at least three, you need at least a tripod, at least three different legs to support anything. The three things support was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael, and the Torah. The three different parts of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael, and the Torah, correspond to the Eden, the Nahar, and the Gan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Eden. This is the Mekom Yishol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an Eden. He created Eden. It is miyuchid for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No one's allowed in Eden. No one was ever in Eden. No one can come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No one's not getting mass of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He created Eden. The Gan is where Hashem put Adam. When Vayipach Ba'av of Nishma, when Adam woke up, where did he wake up? In the Gan. Hashem put Adam in the Gan. What was the connection between the Gan, where Adam was put, which is represents Yisrael, the God, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nahar. The Nahar is the child. What is the Nahar? Torah. Hoy kol tzomei l'chu l'mayim. Water, mayim, is always a mashal, a symbol, a metaphor for Torah. Eden is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael is the Gan, that's where we belong. We belong in the Gan. And what brings us, connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Torah, it's the Nahar, the Yitzyot Tzemei Eden. And Misham, and from there, it breaks the four Roshim. We all know that the what happens to the Nahar, which comes to spread to the entire world, Torah is broken up into four parts. Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Sod. Pardes. Torah is Pardes. Everyone knows that. Pardes, Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Sod. Those are the four Roshim. Everything in this world is a mashal for Torah, even Teva. To a certain degree, Remez is Teva. Because you look at nature, you see how the stars, the moon, the sun, how things operate. This is all built into the blueprint of the Torah. Remez doesn't just mean you learn the Chumash, and then you count the letters here, five letters here, so it's Merames. There's a tag. That's not Remez. Okay, that's also Remez. There's Sod, there's Drush. Torah spreads to the world in many different facets. Pshat means you open a Daf Gemara. You have a Chumash. You have a Gemara. You have a Ramban. Every interpretation of the Torah to a certain degree fits into the realm of Pshat. But everything in Teva, everything that happens in this world, all fits into the creation of Torah, which is broken up into four parts: Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Sod. And all of this is captured in the term Onik, the Karosa LaShabbos Onik. So my remez to you is that we come to Shavuos, we're coming to a tkufa, kol moedim b'Shabbos din the Torah. Shabbos, the culmination of Shevash. In order to get to Shavuos, you must go through the process of first passing through Shabbos, Nimocharas HaShabbos. And you must go through the process of Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos. And then you come to the ultimate Shabbos. HaKol Moedim Shabbos in the Torah. What is Shabbos? Shabbos V'Karoso LaShabbos Oineg. Oineg is Eden, Nohar, Gan. What is Shavuos? Shavuos is the day of the is the day of the Shidduch, is the zivug between Oraisa, is of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu acquired Klal Yisrael. How? Through the Nohar that's Yotza Me'Eden, through the Nohar that went out of Eden, behind Nohar Yotza, the Nohar that came out of Eden. This is the Torah which has brought together Klal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is the blueprint for creation. And from here it was Yotza to the entire world. The whole world was nispashet from this Nohar that connects HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, and from there it goes to the entire world. Okay, that's my drush for this one. I'm not finished yet. Okay, I will give you another drush, another idea. We just passed through Chof Ches Iyar. What is Chaf Chesir? Do I even need to say? Chaf Chesir is Yom Yerushalayim, the day when Yerushalayim was taken back, was given once again over into Baal Yisrael. And the truth is, the Yom Tov of Shavuos, not Hashkocha, it's not an accident that we were reunited with Yerushalayim shortly before Shavuos. And in fact, there's a minig in Eretz Yisrael. Everyone goes, the minig in Eretz Yisrael is to go to the Kosel the first thing Shavuos. I saw my own, I did Eretz Yisrael many years ago. It's a sight to see. It really is a sight to see. Everyone walks, everyone. After davening is over, they come to the, first of all, to be by the Kosel for Shavuos, morning for Vesikin, it's just unbelievable. You have to really have the physical stamina to not get crushed. A sardine, and then after davening, many people, besides the fact that there must, who knows how many people are actually there for davening by the Kosel, but after, many people do not daven by the Kosel, they daven wherever they daven, and then they come afterwards, after davening they walk to the Kosel, and you must have the, I don't know the numbers, but it's quite a scene. And this all comes from the minute of the year after the first year when they captured Yerushalayim, everyone, they felt the first Chag, the first Yom Tov, we have to go to the Kosel. And it became the minute over these last number of years to continue that custom after davening the first morning, Shabbos, Yom Tov morning, to come to the Kosel. I don't think people have this minute on Pesach and Sukkot. They don't have such a minute, everyone should go, but being that this was the first Chag, which it was in our hands after they captured the Kosel, it became the minig on Shavuos morning for everyone in the whole Yerushalayim, all walks of life.
They want to make Birchus Kohanim there, no?
I don't know. I don't even know if, when I was there, I don't even know if they did Birchus Kohanim, because you need to do Birchus Kohanim, you need to do with the microphone. It's not possible logistics for a million people of doing a Birchus Kohanim on Shavuos. I didn't stay there the whole morning, but I really don't know. But the time that I was there, there wasn't any formal Birchas Kohanim. There were a million minyanim for davening, and everyone came to the Kosel and they were davening but there wasn't, did not appear to be one unified Birchas Kohanim like it's done on Sukkot. And even there, Pesach and Sukkot are on Chalamoy, right? They don't do it on Yom Tov itself. Because you can't, you need a microphone to bring everyone together. Transportation. But the truth is, Yerushalayim, Shavuos really is the Yom Tov of Yerushalayim. We have in the Haggadah four Lashonas. So it says, V'yitzalti v'go'alti v'lo kachti. And what is the fifth Lashon of Geula? V'hevesi. I will bring you into Eretz Yisrael. What is the Shlemus? Now, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, the first stop was Yericho. And then after Kibush V'chiluk 14 years, there still wasn't a Yerushalayim. It took all the way until David HaMelech al Piruach HaKodesh the Shichno Sidushu Vosto Shama was Yerushalayim was not. No one knew where the Mikdash was. We discussed that in Sefer Yeshaya. Zois HaMenucha. This is the Menucha. It was not established that Yerushalayim would be the final resting place until much, much later in the time of David al Piruach HaKodesh, that was an incredible feat. David was able to discover that Yerushalayim would be the place where the Middash would be built. This was happened to be the place where Avraham Avinu offered the Akedah and other border carbon. Just because that doesn't mean anything. Just because Avraham Avinu offered Yitzhak as the Akedah and Har Moriah, so doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be the place of the Beis HaMikdash. Doesn't necessarily mean that this is going to be where Ad Marishan offered the carbon. The other holy places in Eretz Yisrael where very great events occurred. It was Al Pi Ruach HaKodesh that this was selected as usual. And now we can say, oh, it's Taka, a nice thing, that this is also the place where the Akedah took place. Look, Har Sinai, right, why don't you go say, go out to the desert, this will be the place where the Beis HaMikdash will be, we'll make a commute to the desert, we'll live in the holy land of Eretz Yisrael in Har Sinai. It was Al Pi Ruach HaKodesh. I mean, I don't know if you can say what I just said, but then that's probably wrong. But Al Pi Ruach HaKodesh, it was selected, and this took years. It took hundreds of years until we were roy that that Hashem gave David the Ruach HaKodesh to select this place, and the bigger feat was that he was accepted by all of Klal Yisrael. That's a bigger feat. Now we learn in Sefer Yeshaya, that's one of the reasons why he said why the Bamos, there were so many Bamos. Because people did not believe, according to some of Farshim, that Yerushalayim was the final resting place. The only time you now want to have a Bamas Yochid is where you have a Bamas Sibur, where you have the Nachala. If Yerushalayim is not the Nachala, we have not yet discovered the final resting place for the Shechina, we are allowed al pi halacha to have bamas yochid. And this, people challenged. It's a fascinating thing. People challenged the Beis HaMikdash. That's what some of our Shem learned. They challenged. Who says, good, Shlomo HaMelech and David, you have selected this place to be the Beis HaMikdash. You built this magnificent structure. No, it's a bomas, a bomo gedoyla. But it's not the nachala. It's not the nachala. Let me have my own bomas. The one who appears to really have clinched it was Chizkiyahu. Because Chizkiyahu was the one who took down all the bomos. By taking down all the bamos, Chizkiyahu is a fascinating insight. He was the one that finally convinced the people that David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech were correct, that the Beis HaMikdash is the final Nachala, is Basna Nuchala Nachala, and Menela, it is usur to have a bamos. The Allah is kicked in. That means, who is the host to the Beis HaMikdash? Which city? Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim. Shavuos. What do we do on Shavuos? What is the mitzvah sayom? It's not Matan Torah. It's Bikurim. What is Bikurim? Bikurim is the acknowledgement that we have come to the final resting place. That is really the theme of Bikurim. It's the whole Yom Tov of Shavuos, more than anything else, more than Matan Torah, more than the Shtei Halechem, more than anything else, really is a recognition that Yerushalayim is the Nachala. This is the Nachala. That's what we say in the Bikurim. Vayavienu el hamokoim hazeh. Vayitin lanu es aretz hazos eretz zavas halvash v'atohi neves his reishis priu adamash nesadli Hashem v'inach lefnei Hashem elokecha. This is the Shechina. I put it before Hashem. Shechnoi sidrushu, you shall seek out Hashem Shechina uvaso shama. V'yinachto lefnei Hashem Elokecha. I'm putting down the Bikurim before the Shechina. That means I acknowledge that this mizbeach is the kiyum of shechnoi sidrushu uvaso shama. This is the Nachala. This is the final resting place of the Shechina. It's an incredible idea that when you bring Mikurim, I acknowledge. That's it. This is Mikdash. No more Bamos. We're settled. That's Bikurim, and that's what Shavuos is all about, the mitzvah of Bikurim. Now, the point I want to make is, there's another very significant event about Shavuos. And we don't think about this very much, but there was an enormous dose of Yirah Shemayim that was injected in Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, after the first two Dibros, says to Hashem, they can't take it anymore. They're terrified. And Hashem says, La'avur zos, I have come, al tirohu, ki leva'avur nasos eschem, va'avur tihyeh, yiroso al penechem, levilti sechetohu. Hashem says, got it. Excellent. That's exactly the point why what I want. I want to give you the Torah, of course, but I'm not so much interested in giving you a lomish shir, lomish a pilpul shir, and a difficult sugya in Masechta Baba Basra. What I really want is you should fear me. Torah is a tool to come to Yirah Shemayim. Explicit. Uva avur tihiyah yirasoi al penechem levilti sechatoh. This is what happened in Matan Torah, Yirah Shemayim. Now I want to take these two things together. Why is the city of Yerushalayim called Yerushalayim? On one end, it's so we all know, everyone knows, it's a composite of two different names. It used to be called Sholem. Umalki Tzedek, Melech Sholem, Hoitzi Lechem V'yayin, V'hu Koyein Lekel Elyon. Malki Tzedek was a Koyein of high priest in the city called Sholem. The ancient name for the city of Yerushalayim, what we call today Yerushalayim, was called Sholem. That was its name. On the map, Sholem. And there was a priest. His name was Malki Tzedek. Malki Tzedek was the priest. Many years later, along came a person by the name of Avraham, whose first Avraham, then he was changed to Avraham. And Hashem told him, take your son Yitzchak, bring him as an offering in the place of Lamokoim Asher, I'll show you. And he brings him as an offering. And then after the Akedah is over, Al Tishach Yodch El Hana, Hashem says, Do Al Tas, and he brings the isle in its place. And then one of the last psukim in the Akedah is, Avraham gives this Mokoim, which was originally called Sholem, a new name. And what does he call it? Hashem Yireh. Hashem Yireh. Let me read you the exact pasuk, the very end of Parshas Vayera. Vayikro Avraham Shem Hamokoim Ahu Hashem Yireh. Asher Yeomer Hayom. It should be said today when we read this pasuk, Bahar Hashem Yireh. On this mountain may Hashem be seen. Now, what does it mean, Yireh? Hashem Yireh. So Rashi explains that may Hashem Yivchor. Hashem Yivchor V'Yireh Lo Yesamokim Hazel LaHashroi Slo Shechinoso. Avram was mispalo. It's very interesting. This should be the place of the Beis Hamikdash. That's really what it means. Again, you see, we are so. I think we believe a Yerushalayim was meant to be from day one. Right? That's, I think that's what the average person. We think, right? Hashem created the world, right? It's the first day of B'nai Bereishis. So this is Yerushalayim. This is where it's going to be. This is where the Shem is going to rest. I don't think that's correct. When Hashem created the world, the first day, there will be a Mokoim. I don't know where. Maybe it'll be in America.
Yeah, but wasn't that the epicenter of creation?
I don't know how you can... That's already getting in Kabbalah. That's already mystical things. The epicenter can move around. You know, in Beis HaMikdash, you count from the back of the Aron, it was 10. You count from the front, it was 10. Where's the epicenter? Here, there, wherever it is, it is. There will be a place somewhere. Where will this place be? It was not defined. It's a variable. It can be anywhere. Things happen. People made decisions. People conduct themselves in different ways and did things which caused a certain place to be chosen. L'shichno sidushu. Avraham was so inspired by this event that happened here in this makom, the Akedah. And Avram was misspelled. This should be the Mokum. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, may this place where I brought my son Yitzchak, may it be the Mokum, may it be the place that will ultimately be L'shichnai Sidur Shul V'Hashem. Nowhere in Chumash do we have the word Yerushalayim. Doesn't exist. Yerushalayim is a modern Nevi'im. It first appears in Nevi'im. It's not in Chumash because there was no such thing as Yerushalayim. There will be a Mokum. A Mokoyim with a Shul. Where will that Mokoyim be? It's up to you. All the Torah says is, L'shichnoi Sidrushu Uva, you seek it out, you find the Mokoyim. Avraham was Mispalo, this place that now is called Sholem. Malki Tzedek, who called it Sholem? I guess Malki Tzedek called it Sholem, we don't know otherwise. He is a piece of land. He made a center to teach Torah, to teach the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He made a little tent, come and learn, whatever he did over there to inspire people. He called it Sholem. You want Shlemus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You want to be an Ish Sholem? Come to my yeshiva. Eventually, you know, things got better. It became a community and things built up. They put up a sign. This is the city called Sholem. Avraham Avinu was told to bring an Akedah. Somehow he saw the smug of Merachok. He went and he brought the Akedah. Hashem wanted him to bring the carbon Yitzchak of you in this place where Malchisedek had his yeshiva. Very nice. It doesn't mean this has to be Zeus HaMenucha. This is going to be the final resting place for the Jewish people 1,000 years later. Not necessarily the final resting place. It could be in Hebron. Why not in Hebron? It's a nice place, Hebron. Why not in Beis Shemesh? Why not here? Every place has history, has significant events. Why not Yerichoy? Yerichoy could have been a very nice place. Why couldn't it be Beisel? Why couldn't it be Shomron? Obviously, every single one of these places had great significance. Avraham was impressed. He was mispalo. I want this place to be the place. Halavai, when David HaMelech will come, the time will come, it should be the place. And therefore, I'm changing its name now. I want it to be called now Hashem Yireh. May he see this place. Now, the Darshan from the word Yireh is why did Avram choose the word Yireh? Besides his Bakosha, may this be the place, because a very, very important thing. And it's related to Shulis, because Yireh are the same letters as fear. is Yira. Yira with a hamatz. Yira means to fear Hashem. What is the whole essence of the Akedah? Ato yodati ki yirei Elohim at. The whole essence of the Akedah, from beginning to end, the spinal cord of the Akedah is Yira Shamayim. Avram was mispalel Yireh. Halavai, you should select this place because Yireh is Yirah. Yireh is related to the word Yirah. Here is a makom of Yirah Shamayim. Over here, I have injected in this makom the ultimate Yirah Shamayim, and that is what is all about. That's what Matan Torah is all about. Matan Torah is all about Yirah Shamayim. Bavur Yeh Yirasa Panechim Levut Sechatahu. That's what it's all about. Yirah Shamayim. Halavai, this should be the makom for the Hashfarashos Hashchina, and it was. It became Yerushalayim. That's what Shavuos is all about. It's Bikurim. But what's so interesting is, shouldn't the name and what happened, what did the city was it called? It evolved. It's a modern day phenomenon. It's not a sacred thing. I take that back. It is sacred, but it's not like it's not in the Torah. Oh, we have two different cities. There's Ansh Malchit Tzedek and there's Avram. He called it Shalim. He called it Yireh. We'll combine the two together, make a nice shidduch. We'll call it Yireh Shalem. I'll shorten it, so we'll call it Yerushalayim. That's what it says. Everyone says this. Question is, it should be the other way around. Who came first? Who came first? Malchit Tzedek came first. It should be called Shalem Yireh. All the signs in Israel are wrong. They're all wrong. Shalem Yireh. That's what it should be. Right? Doesn't that make logical sense? The answer is, what is Shavuos? Shavuos is Yerushalayim. It is Yerushalayim. It is the Chochmas HaTorah. It is the ultimate Chochmah, the blueprint of creation. But what does it say in Pirkei Avos? Kol sheyirasoi koidemes lichochmasoi chochmasoi miskayemes. The Chol she'ein chochmasoi yirasoi koidemes lichochmasoi ein chochmasoi koidemes. Malkit Tzedek Shleimus. Shleimus, an understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Torah. Avraham's hallmark is Yira. Yira comes first. Chronologically, Shalem came first. But the essence of Shavuos is Yira comes before Chacham. Ba'avur tia Yirasa. It's Yerushalayim. Yira, Yira Shalem. Not Shalem Yira. That's, so these all come together. So get to review very quickly. I'm just summarize the whole idea. So what do we have here? Shavuos is the Yom Tif of Zos L'kiloi Bos Manda El HaManucho V'El HaNachla. Nachla was never selected from time immemorial. It was a variable. It had to be chosen. The whole essence of Bikurim, the essence of Bikurim is the recognition. This was a very big Nesoyim from all the way until Chizkiyahu. The Bamos was, we have not come to the place of Hamnachala. Shavuos is Bikurim, and Bikurim carries with it. I recognize that's it. We found the final resting place, Bamos or Asar, Hamnachala. What, and that, what Bakoim is that? That's Yerushalayim. What is Yerushalayim? It's Shalem and Yireh. What is Shavuos? Shavuos is Torah, Chochmah, and that's really what Shalem was. And what in Avraham Avinu, that's Yireh. What comes first? Yireh comes first. It's Yirah Shemayim. So all of these ideas come together in understanding and defining the nature of the Yom Tov Shavuos with Bikurim. So we'll stop here.